WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Everyone survived. The Japan Airlines Airbus A350 was landing at Haneda Airport in Tokyo on a flight from Sapporo when, as local video shows it, a large burst of fire erupted from the side of the plane, the fire eventually engulfing the entire aircraft. Japan Airlines says all 400 passengers and crew got out. Cause of the blaze is unknown. An FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force is leading the investigation after a deadly vehicle crash in Rochester, New York that turned out to be more.
That crash impact so intense it pushed vehicles into other cars and people outside a New Year's Eve celebration near Rochester, New York's Kodak Center. Rochester Police Chief David Smith says they then found something suspicious.
First responders located at least a dozen gasoline canisters.
The Joint Terrorism Task Force now investigating whether this was a planned terror attack that killed two people and injured five others in Rochester, New York. Andy Field, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Republican lawmakers have asked the state Supreme Court to issue a stay and reconsider a finding that Wisconsin's legislative district boundaries are unconstitutional. Attorneys representing numerous state Senate Republicans filed a motion with the court last week saying they can't meet a January 12th deadline for new maps. 2023 ended on a deadly note on central Wisconsin's highways as a 25-year-old Wisconsin Dells woman was killed in a one-vehicle rollover crash on Interstate 39 near Plover, and a 48-year-old man died in a UTV accident along a county road outside of Merrill. Both of those wrecks happened Saturday night. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reported in November there were more than 3 million people employed in the state. That marked a new record. November saw 1,700 employees added to the workforce, Wisconsin's unemployment rate of 3.3% was lower than the national average of 3.7%.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20, although the wind will back off a little bit to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 32. On Thursday, sunshine, high of 28. Are you looking for an awesome place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
'Til the sun fell down, you kept it going.
Max FM.
Oh, Like no. Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. So watch and learn. I won't show you twice. Head to toe, oh baby, run it right. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. Hey, hey, hey,
oh. And it goes like this.
And more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7 Max FM.
Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
There ain't no law that I can't hold.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Now, if you're looking for a great organization right here in Baraboo, if you need a little help in your life or you just want to help them, make sure you check out People Helping People. Reverend Bill Harris and his crew over there do an amazing job of providing families with food, kids with school supplies, making sure that they have presents at Christmas. We also know about those infamous PHP brat fries and, of course, their Work Ready program where you can get your vehicles detailed. It's an amazing organization. If you want more details about what they're doing over at People Helping People, check out phpofwisconsin.org.
Maximum music, Max FM.
Hey,
hey, hey,
yeah. Hey, hey. An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain.
No strangers to love, you know.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20, although the wind will back off a little bit to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. On Thursday, sunshine, high of 28. Are you looking for an awesome place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24. We'll be right back.
really enjoy the music. It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hello.
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, don't forget that Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 is going to host a monthly breakfast buffet. This is open to the public every second Sunday, every single month, with an amazing menu. Made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, homemade buttermilk pancakes, biscuits and gravy, applesauce, bagels with cream cheese, toast, and drinks of your choosing. Pricing is just $10 per person. Children 10 and under are $1 for each year of age. Now, of course, if you do want more information, you can always contact the Reedsburg Area Chamber of Commerce. And remember, the VFW located at 200 Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. Make sure you check out that amazing breakfast.
Watching me.
More 99.7 Max FM.